This is Sherry Punjab Radio, AM 600, Vancouver.
Dr. Sameer Sinha, Director of Geriatrics, or AHGNAGI, Sinai Health and University Health Network Hospitals in Toronto. ਇਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਇੱਕ ਬੜੀ ਅਹਿਮ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਹੁਣ ਫਲੂ ਸੀਜ਼ਨ ਚੱਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਅਤੇ ਇਸ ਫਲੂ ਸੀਜ਼ਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਬਚਾਇਆ ਜਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ। ਗੁੱਡ ਆਫਟਰਨੂਨ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਸਿਨਹਾ, ਨਮਸਤੇ, ਕੈਸੇ ਹੈਂ ਆਪ?
ਨਮਸਤੇ, ਗੁੱਡ ਆਫਟਰਨੂਨ।
ਐਨੀ ਚਾਂਸਸ ਆਫ ਯੂ, ਯੂ ਨੋ, ਡਿਗਿੰਗ ਆਊਟ ਯੂਰ ਹਿੰਦੀ ਸਕਿੱਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਸਪੀਕਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਇਨ ਹਿੰਦੀ, ਔਰ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਵੀ ਗੋ?
ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਐਂਬੈਰੈਸ ਮਾਈਸੈਲਫ, ਸੋ
ਨੋ ਨੋ, ਦੇਰ ਇਸ ਨੋ ਸੱਚ ਥਿੰਗ ਐਸ ਐਂਬੈਰੈਸਮੈਂਟ, ਇਟ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਐਸ ਬੈਡ ਐਸ ਮਾਈ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼, ਵਾਟ ਆਈ Anyways, how are things out in Toronto? Is the weather changed? I heard it was 23 degrees Celsius last week.
Oh, it was beautiful last week, but now it's gotten cold. So it's about 1 degree today. And,
wow.
It's getting cold.
Cold brings in a lot of complications, influenza, you know, flu, COVID-19. And now we hear a new term, the RSV. What exactly is it?
Yeah, RSV, it's a term that many people are hearing about now, but it's actually a very common virus that we've been living with for many years. So when we have cold and flu season, we're well aware of influenza, we've heard about pneumonia, but RSV has been one of these viruses that has long existed and can certainly make it very young people, but many older people sick as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as deadly as the flu, but as you can see, when people are being exposed to this virus for the first time, it can lead a number of younger children into hospital, but also many older people every year end up in hospital, and unfortunately some die. That's why it's important right now that we get vaccinated against those viruses for which we have vaccines against. And while we don't have a vaccine against RSV yet, we know that other things we can do, such as washing our hands, not interacting with other people who might be sick, for example, and wearing masks, for example, in indoor places, especially when so many viruses are circulating, are all things that we can do to prevent things like RSV as well.
Now, preventive measures, do we have a vaccination or a shot, like we get the flu shots before the flu season, and a lot of people out in British Columbia are getting those shots. For RSV, do we have any of these precautionary measures?
So we don't actually have a vaccination against RSV right now. We know a number of the vaccine manufacturers are working on a vaccine, and they're hoping to have something out as early as next year. But we do know that while we don't have a vaccine against RSV, what we can do is make sure that we're washing our hands, we're cleaning surfaces that we might be touching or that many people might be touching,
mm-hmm.
that we also not interact with other people if we're feeling sick, and also wear masks, for example, if we're indoors in public spaces where you might be breathing in the air that other people are breathing that could have some of these viruses as well.
Now, what are these symptoms? Are they flu-like symptoms, or are they any different?
Well, this is the challenge. A lot of these symptoms are quite similar. So these are kind of what we call cold and flu symptoms, where people might have, they might be coughing, they might be sneezing, they might be having, trouble breathing, for example. So a lot of these things are hard to distinguish. So when people come into hospital with flu-like symptoms, we'll often test them for influenza, RSV, and COVID-19 at the same time. And sometimes we're not sure what we're going to find. And we also know that something called rhinoviruses, these are very common viruses that exist that cause what we call the common cold. These are all the things that are circulating right now. And because we've been doing so many measures to protect ourselves against viruses for the last 2 years due to the pandemic, I think this is why we're seeing a big surge in all these viruses now, because we aren't taking the same precautions we were even as soon as a year ago.
So these viruses are nothing new. They have been around always. We're just taking extra precautions right now.
Yeah, when you think about rhinoviruses that cause the common cold, RSV, influenza, we've been living with these for years. So none of these are new. The key is that we have virtually seen very few cases of these over the last 2 years because of everything we've been doing to protect ourselves against COVID-19. So the same things we've been doing to protect ourselves against COVID-19, such as wearing masks, avoiding people if you're sick, maybe doing some more physical distancing, all those things actually help to prevent the spread of influenza, mm-hmm. RSV, common cold viruses. But now that we've lifted all restrictions and we're all interacting with each other, these viruses are now making a comeback. And for people who may not have been exposed to them before and getting exposed to them for the first time, like young children, this is where we're seeing, this is why we're seeing so many people come to hospital now, because they're quite ill.
Now, with the shortage of baby Tylenol and other those fever off-the-shelf medication, has that made the situation worse? Or you think government had a grip on it and they have, well, they promised they're going to bring in 1 million bottles of those fever medicine into Canada. Would that affect the situation at all, by any chance?
I think it would because, again, with a number of these infections, many people will never end up in hospital and quite ill. But a lot of these symptoms that kind of can be very bothersome, if you're having trouble staying at home and being able to manage your symptoms, you might then end up in hospital. So these medications can be quite helpful to help control symptoms. But the best thing, again, that we can do to try and keep ourselves healthy is get vaccinated against the things that we have vaccines for. That's why we're worried that this season people haven't been staying up to date on their latest COVID-19 boosters, for example, or making sure that they get vaccinated against the flu, because those are at least those are the two most vaccine preventable causes of death in Canada. Mm-hmm. And right now we do have vaccines that we're making freely available across British Columbia. And so I really do recommend that people do get that level of protection, and then to protect themselves against other things like RSV, consider, washing your hands, avoiding others if you're sick, and consider wearing masks if you're going to indoor places that might be crowded with other people you don't really know.
Now, COVID-19 vaccination, we had a third booster in British Columbia. Majority of them had the fourth booster. Will this thing ever go away, or we'll have to get these boosters every year? In British Columbia, we're on the fourth dose now, two vaccination shots, a third booster, and the fourth one.
Yeah, and for certainly some older people, for example, we've even recommended a fifth booster, because we know if you're an older person, your immune system, you might start seeing waning immunity after only 3 months. So that's why we've even been giving a fifth dose to some older people or other people who have chronic illnesses. Right now, what we're seeing is that the COVID-19 booster, we're not sure how frequent we would be recommending that. So we might, have to continue recommending that every 6 months, hopefully only once a year. But right now, we're just simply saying that if it's been over 6 months since you last got a COVID-19 vaccine, no matter what your age, for example, you should consider getting, you're eligible to get a booster, and you should consider getting one, especially if you're an older person, because we have to remember that 90% of the deaths from COVID-19 in Canada have occurred amongst older people, and they've also represented 60% of the hospitalizations. And the majority of the people who die from the flu every year are older people as well. And we also know the majority of people who die from RSV are older people as well. That's why, as a geriatrician, a doctor that specializes in the care of older adults, I'm trying to urge that all of my older patients are getting their vaccines. And one thing that's helpful to know is that if you're eligible for both a COVID-19 booster mm-hmm. and an influenza vaccine, you can actually get them safely at the same time as well.
Simultaneously, one after the other. Okay.
Yeah.
And would that be recommended, or just one would do it? Say if somebody just flu shots are not a problem. You can walk in and get a flu shot at any pharmacy out here in British Columbia. But to get a fourth dose, you have to get a health department approval, and they book an appointment for you. Now, if somebody got the fourth dose or the two vaccines, one booster, another booster, would you still recommend getting a flu shot?
Absolutely, because remember that the COVID-19 vaccine doesn't protect you at all against the flu or RSV.
Okay.
And the flu vaccine doesn't do anything to protect you against RSV or COVID-19. The flu vaccine only protects you against influenza. The COVID-19 vaccine protects you against COVID-19. But the key is that right now, with all these viruses circulating, if all of a sudden you start feeling sick and you haven't gotten any of your vaccines, we're not really sure what you're infected with, for example. And that's why we say, if you know, those people who are getting vaccinated are less likely to get infected or show symptoms, for example, or suffer severe illness. And so there's a greater chance that if you get infected with something, you're not going to end up in hospital because you have the added protection of these vaccines that protect against those outcomes. And that's why we're really trying to recommend that anybody who's eligible for one should go and get one. Because it could save your life. And nobody wants to be in a crowded emergency department right now with their child. Nobody wants to see that their child or their older or parent or grandparent landed in hospital because they didn't get a vaccine. So that's why I'm trying to recommend everybody who's eligible to get vaccinated. These vaccinations are available free of charge. And we're trying to recommend that at least 80% of our older adults in Canada get that vaccine as well.
I thank you very much for your time, Dr. Sinha. Wonderful information. Thank you very much. And if you come in contact with Dr. Gurpreet Sidhu or Kuldeep Sidhu, say Paul Brar says hi from Vancouver.
I will absolutely do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
This is Sherry Punjab Radio, AM 600, Vancouver.